You know, since the day, or except for the day that I married my wife, and the birth of my children and my grandchildren, and the day that I accepted God as my personal creator, I have worked hard and finally took a lot of time to realize what I've been doing with my life. And I understand that today is the proudest day in my life. So with complete support and love from my wife and my family, I stand here today and formally announce that I am the Republican candidate for the United States Senate in 2008. Folks, I'm not a professional politician, nor do I claim to be. I am, however, a proud American, a lifelong Iowan, and a successful businessman that knows a thing or two about Iowa values and fiscal responsibility. I'm one who believes in keeping more of what we earn, getting big government out of our lives, paying as we go, and creating real jobs that build families and make for a safer, stronger Iowa and America. I will pander to no one, yet I will represent the beliefs and convictions of the people of Iowa and America to the absolute best of my ability, with the kind of honesty and integrity that all Iowa and all America will be proud of. And this is why. Because this campaign is not about me, ladies and gentlemen. It's about you and every other man, woman, and child in Iowa and across America. This campaign is about our conscience. It's about our morals. It's about our sense of right versus wrong and good versus evil. It's about our way of life, our beliefs, our hopes, and our dreams, and a clear vision for the future of America. This campaign is not some game of greed, power, or notoriety either. It's simply about plain, everyday, hardworking folks like you and me, and our families and our friends and our neighbors all across America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to come in and speak with you today. And if I can leave one thing with you, it's that the folks here in this room are the heart and soul of Iowa politics. And you will always be the heart and soul of this movement to take back Iowa's other Senate seat. Thank you all very much, and may God bless you. Oh, no, no. I take this campaign very seriously. It's going to take a lot of money, there's no doubt. But, you know, folks, the whole thing is that since Roger Jepson's defeat in 1984, our Republican Party has nominated a sitting congressman in an attempt to unseat Senator Harkin, and every single time we've been defeated. There is no doubt in my mind that history will repeat itself if given the opportunity. So we need to make a change now.
You mentioned good versus evil. Are you casting him as evil? Oh,
no, not in any way. I'm talking about good versus evil in the war on terror, for example. The crime in our streets. The people that are pushing the drugs through the streets of our own cities and towns here. That's what I mean by good versus evil.
And I have not had a chance to read your biography. What kind of business enterprise are you currently engaged in?
I'm the president and chief executive officer of International Procurement Services Incorporated out of Cedar Rapids. That company is a centralized purchasing firm that specializes in outsourced manufacturing for companies who no longer have the ability to manufacture their own products or parts that go into their machinery. So either they go out of business or they outsource it. So what we do is we create that avenue between A and B and form that link and create jobs here in Iowa by doing so. In fact, one of the things that we're very proud about is that we've been able to bring some jobs back from China and Mexico. And you know, you wonder how you do that. Well, we went to the East Coast, where we have a customer out there, one of our customers, and we have one on the West Coast as well. And these customers, we went to these customers and said, folks, what we want is the opportunity to bring jobs back to the United States. And they said, look, you've been a supplier of ours for a long time. If you can do it, you got it. It's all to you. We're all behind you. So what we did was we asked for all of their drawings, their specifications, everything it took to manufacture this certain piece of equipment. Then we broke it down nut by nut, bolt by bolt, and found a home for those particular parts with folks that specialized in making those particular parts. We came within 3%. 3% of the Chinese and 3% of the Mexicans. And those pieces of equipment are being manufactured now in California and Florida, but a lot of the piece parts are made right here in Iowa. And the people are making $20 an hour making them. Political philosophy. Mm-hmm. You have to define that for me.
Lots of people describe themselves as a fiscal conservative.
Absolutely.
I mean, how would you describe yourself so that people would know by hearing it what your political views are?
Well, I am a fiscal conservative and I'm a social conservative. I believe, like I said, that we should be able to keep more of what we earn. I'm a pro-life candidate. I am a pro-Second Amendment candidate.
You mentioned the fact that you're born again. Did that occur recently or a long time ago? Hmm. And as something that dealt with or related to your politics? Could you
no. No.
Oh, I thought.
It didn't. I became born again, as the term goes, over 10 years ago, okay? And it was because of a time in my life which I was down at the bottom and I needed my spiritual needs taken care of more than I needed my physical needs taken care of. And once I got those in order, the physical needs took over real easy. Pardon me.
What kind of a campaign do you intend to run? When do you intend to ramp up? How active are you going to be doing these events? Daily, monthly, weekly?
I'm going to leave that up to my campaign director, Marty Meersman. Even in business, I don't micromanage, and I surround myself with the best and the brightest as much as I can. And Marty has come on board to do that. Bonnie Bell has come on board to do that. And a great number of other folks have come on board this campaign to make it all work as a well-oiled machine. But it's not anything that's being taken lightly. I'll guarantee you that. I'm in this thing to win. I am not in it to come in second. Have you ever heard who came in second? Nobody knows who ever came in second. But everybody knows who the winner is.
Do you intend to bring up different issues? Mr. Mosley mentioned the home in the Bahamas. I mean, that, as you mentioned, there have been congressmen who run against Senator Harkin, and that has been a theme in their campaigns, yet they were unsuccessful. Do you intend to bring up other issues that those other candidates did not bring up against the Senator?
Well, I would rather challenge Senator Harkin in the arena of ideas than where he spends his free time. You know, I suppose if a person can spend their free time in places like that and not take care of the folks that put them into office, and you can go to bed at night and feel good about that, then so be it. But I would challenge him in the arena of ideas. and ask him where he's taking this country in the next 20 years. Ask him where he's taken it to. But I will remain above the fray. In no way. No way. You see, I, at one time in my life, I had to look up to see bottom. So I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm getting into. And I do intend to win this race. Thanks. You're very welcome.
I guess kind of along those same lines, I would guess you would consider Senator Harkin a formidable opponent. How is it to your advantage that you aren't as well known as some of the people who've run against him in the past? I mean, you kind of hinted at kind of try something new. The congressman didn't work. Why is it an advantage for you to run against him?
Well, let me think about that for just a second. And the reason I say that is it's not that I'm worried about misspeaking myself, but it is a good question. First of all, I feel that my background in business carries me a lot further than a lot of people. The background that I have coming from what I call nothing to something, from not being on the street corner per se, but standing in the line for cheese and powdered milk at one time in my life, and then deciding that enough is enough. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do this to my family. I am not going to depend on the government to feed my family and take care of and provide for the welfare of my family. And I did something about it. And I went out, I pushed myself, I started a business, the business became profitable, I started another business, that business became profitable, and I'm going to encourage everyone to do the same.